3. In the sybaritic living room of his villa, on his satellite as it orbited Terra, the owner of Lies Incorporated, Matson Glazer Holiday, sat in his human-made dressing gown, smoking a prize, rare Antonio y Cleopatra cigar, and listening to the odd tape of the crowd noises. And directly before him, he watched the oscilloscope as it transformed the audio signal into a visual one. To Freya Holm, he said, "Yes, there is a cycle. You can see it, even though you can't hear it. This odd track is continuous, running over and over again. Hence the man's right. It's a fake."
"Could Rockmel Ben Applebaum have..."
"No," Matson said. "I've sequestered an odd copy from the UN info archives. It agrees. Rockmel didn't tamper with the tape. It's exactly what he claims it to be."
He sat back, pondering. "Strange," he thought, "that von Einem's Telpor gadget works only one way, radiating matter out, with no return of that matter, at least by teleportation, possible. So, rather conveniently for Trails of Hoffman, all we get via Telpor as a feedback from Whale's Mouth is an electronic signal, energy alone. And this one now exposed as a fake. As a research agency, I should have discovered this long ago. Rockmail, with all his creditors hounding him jet balloon-wise, keeping him awake night and day, hammering at him with countless technological assists, impeding him on the normal course of conducting routine business, has detected this spuriousness. And I, damn it," Matson thought, "I missed here." He felt gloomy.
"Cutty Sark scotch and water?" Freya asked.
He nodded absently as Freya, who was his mistress, disappeared into the liquor antechamber of the villa to see if the 1985 bottle, worth a fortune, were empty yet. But on the credit side, he had been suspicious. From the start, he had doubted the so-called Theorem 1 of Dr. von Einem. It sounded too much like a cover, this one-way transmission by the technicians of THL's multitude of retail outlets. "Right home from Whale's Mouth, son, when you get there," he thought acidly. "Tell your old mom how it is on the colony world with its fresh air, sunshine, and those cute little animals, those wondrous buildings THL robots are constructing." And the report back, the letter as electronic signal, had duly arrived. But the beloved son, he could not personally, directly report, could not return to tell his story, and, as in the ancient story of the lion's den, all the footprints of guileless creatures led into the den, yet none led out. It was the fable all over again, with something even more sinister added, that of what appeared more and more to be a thoroughly phony trail of outgoing tracks, the electronic message units. By someone who is versed in sophisticated hardware, Matson thought, someone is tinkering around, and is there any reason to look beyond the figure of Dr. Sepp von Einem himself, the inventor of the Telpor, plus Neuss Einigen Deutschland's very efficient technicians who ran Ferry's retail machinery? There was something he did not like about those German technicians who manned the Telpors, so businesslike, as their ancestors must have been, Matson mused, back in the 20th century when those ancestors, with the same affectless calm, fed bodies into ovens, or living humans into ersatz shower baths, which turned out to be Zyklon B hydrogen cyanide gas chambers, and financed by reputable big Third Reich business by Herr Krupp Uschun, just as von Einem is financed by Trails of Hoffman, with its vast central offices in Grosser Berlinstadt, the new capital of Newhold, Germany, the city, in fact, from which our distinguished UN Secretary General emanates.
"Get me," Matson said to Freya, "instead of scotch and water, the file on Horst Berthold."
In the other room, Freya rang up the autonomic research equipment wired into the walls of the villa. Electronic hardware, MIND, miniaturized, for the most part, of a data sorting and receiving nature, plus the file banks and certain useful artifacts which did not involve data, but which involved high-velocity A warhead darts that, were the satellite to be attacked by any of the UN's repertory of offensive weapons, would take up the fight and abolish the missiles before they reached their target. At his villa on his Brocard Ellipse satellite, Matson was safe.
and as a precaution, he conducted as much business as possible from this spot. Below, in New New York City, at Lies Incorporated's offices, he always felt naked. Felt, in fact, the nearby presence of the UN and Horst Berthold's legions of peace workers, whose armed, gray-faced men and women who, in the name of Pax Terra, roamed the world, even into the pathetic Moonies, the sad, failure but still extant early colony satellites which had come before von Einem's breakthrough and the discovery by George Hoffman of Fomalhaut 9, now called Whale's Mouth, and now the colony. Too bad, Mattson thought archly, that George Hoffman didn't discover more planets and more star systems habitable by us. The frail needs of living, sentient, mentating, biochemical upright bipeds which we humans are. Hundreds and hundreds of planets, but... Instead, temperature which melted thermofuses. No air, no soil, no water. One could hardly say of such worlds. Venus had proved a typical example, that the living was easy. The living, in fact, on such worlds was confined to homeostatic domes with their own at-wa and self-regu temp. Housing per dome, perhaps 300 somatic souls. Rather a small number, considering that as of this year, Terra's population stood at 7 billion. Here, Freya said, sliding down to seat herself, legs tucked under her, on the deep pile wool carpet near Mattson. The file on HB. She opened it at random. Lies Incorporated, field reps, had done a thorough job. Many data existed here that, via the UN's carefully watchdogged info media, never had reached the public, even the so-called critical analysts and columnists. They could, by law, criticize to their heart's content the character, habits, abilities, and shaving customs of Herr Berthold, except, however, the basic facts were denied them. Not so, however, to Lies Incorporated, an ironic sobriquet in view of the absolutely verified nature of the data now before its owner. It was harsh reading, even for him. The year of Horst Berthold's birth, 1954, slightly before the space age had begun. Like Mattson Glaser Holliday, Horst was a remnant of the old world when all that had been glimpsed in the sky were flying saucers, a misnomer for a U.S. Air Force anti-missile weapon which had, in the brief confrontation of 1982, proved ineffectual. Horst had been born to middle-class Berlin, West Berlin, it had then been called, because, and this was difficult to remember, Germany had in those days been divided. Parents, his father had owned a meat market. Rather fitting, Mattson reflected, in that Horst's father had been an SS officer and former member of an Einsatzgruppe, which had murdered thousands of innocent persons of Slavic and Jewish ancestry. Although this had not interfered with Johann Berthold's meat market business in the 1950s and 60s, and then in 1972, at the age of 18, young Horst himself had entered the spotlight. Needless to say, the statute of limitations had run out on his father, who had never been prosecuted by the West German legal apparatus for his crimes of the 40s, and had, in addition, evaded the commando squads from Israel, who, by 1970, had closed up shop, giving up the task of tracking down the former mass murderers. Horst, in 1972, had been a leader in the Reinhold Jugend. Ernst Reinhold, from Hamburg, had headed a party which had striven to unify Germany once more. The deal would be that as a military and economic power, she would be neutral between East and West. It had taken 10 more years, but in the fracas of 1982, he had obtained from the U.S. and the USSR what he wanted, a united, free Germany, called by its present name, and just chuck full of vim and macht. And under Reinhold, Neues Einige Deutschland had played dirty pool from the start. But no one was really surprised. East and West were busy erecting tents where major POPSENs, population centers such as Chicago and Moscow, had existed, and hoping to God that the Sino-Cuban wing of the CP did not, taking advantage of the situation, move in and entrench. It had been the secret protocol of Reinhold and his NWG that it would not be neutral after all. On the contrary, Newhold Germany would take out China. So this was the unsavory basis on which the Reich had reobtained unity, its Waffen technicians had devised, as instructed, weapons which had, in 1987, dealt a terminal punch to People's China. Mattson, examining the folio, very rapidly scanned this part because the Reich had come up with some showstoppers, and even the abominable U.S. nerve gas had seemed like a field of daisies in comparison. He did not wish to see any mention of what Krupp Oshun had devised as an answer to China's thousands of millions who were spilling as far west as the Volga and toward the U.S., or crossing from Siberia, taken in 1983, into Alaska. In any case, the compact had been agreed on, and even Faust would have blanched at it. Now the world had no People's China, but a new whole Germany to contend with. And what a quid pro quo that had proved to be, because, correctly and legally, Neues Einige Deutschland had obtained control of the sole planet-wide and hence sole system-wide governing structure, the UN. They held it now. And the former member of the Reinhold Jugend, Horst Berthold, was its secretary general, and had faced squarely, as he had promised when campaigning for election, it had become, by 1985, an elective office, that he would deal with the colonization problem. He would find a final solution to the tormented condition that, one, Terra was as overpopulated throughout as Japan had been in 1960, and two, both the alternate planets of the Sol system and the Moonies and the Domes et al. Had failed wretchedly. Horst had found, via Dr. von Einem's Telpor teleportation construct, a habitable planet in a star system too far from Sol to be reached by the quantum dryage enterprise of Maury Applebaum. Whale's Mouth and the Telpor mechanisms at Trails of Hoffman's retail outlets were the answer. To all appearances, it was duck soup, feathers, scut included. But, "See," Mattson said to Freya, "here's the written transcript of Horst Berthold's speech before he was elected and before von Einem showed up with the Telpor gadget. The promise was made before teleportation to the Fomalhaut system was technologically possible. In fact, before the existence of Fomalhaut 9 was even known to unmanned elderly relay monitors." "So?" Mattson said grimly. "So our UN Secretary General had a mandate before he had a solution. And to the German mind, that means one thing and one thing only, the cat and rat farm solution. Or, as he now suspected, the dog food factory solution." It had been suggested, ironically, in imitation of Swift by a fiction writer of the 1950s, that the Negro question in the U.S. be solved by the building of giant factories which made Negroes into canned dog food. Satire, of course, like Swift's A Modest Proposal. That the problem of starvation among the Irish be solved by the eating of the children. Swift himself lamenting as a final irony that he had no children of his own to offer to the market for consumption. Grisly. But this all pointed to the seriousness, not merely of the problem of overpopulation and insufficient food production, but to the insane schizoid solutions seriously being considered. The brief World War III, never officially called that, called instead a pacifying action, just as the Korean War had been a police action, had taken care of a few millions of people, but not quite enough. As a solution, it had worked to a partial extent, and was, in many influential quarters, viewed exactly as that, as a partial solution. Not as a catastrophe, but as a half-answer. And Horst Berthold had promised the balance of the answer. Whale's Mouth was it. "So, in my opinion," Mattson murmured, to himself mostly, "I've always been suspicious of Whale's Mouth. If I hadn't read Swift and C. Wright Mills and the Herman Kahn report for Rand Corporation," he glanced at Freya. "There have," he said, "always been people who would solve the problem that way." "And I think," he thought, as he listened to the odd tape of the crowd noises, a tape which pretended to consist of a transcript from the launching at Whale's Mouth of the ritualistic, celebration-inspired time capsule back through hyperspace, or in some such ultra-high-velocity fashion, to Terra, that we have those people and that solution with us again. We have, in other words, UN Secretary General Horst Berthold and Trails of Hoffman Limited and its economic multi-pseudopodia empire. And dear Dr. Sepp von Einem and his many telepore outlets, his curiously one-way teleporting machine.
That land, Matson murmured, vaguely quoting Lord Knew Who, what sage of the past, which all of us must visit one day, that land beyond the grave.
But no one had returned to report on't, and until they do, Freya said perceptively,
until they do, you're going to stay suspicious of the whole new colonized land settlement. Odd and vid signals are not good enough to convince you, because you know how easily they can be faked.
She gestured at the deck running the tape at this very moment.
A client, Matson corrected her, who on a nonverbal level, what our Reich friends call thinking with the blood, suspects that if he takes his one remaining interstellar-worthy flagship, the naval, he said, the Omphalos, that's what the lofty Greek word means, by the way, takes the naval direct to Fomalhaut, that after 18 years of weary deep sleep, which is not quite sleep, more a hypnagogic, restless tossing and turning at low temp, slowed down metabolism, he will arrive at Whale's Mouth, and oddly, it will not be beer and skittles. It'll not be happy Connap dwellers, smiling children in autonomic schools, tame, exotic native life forms, but just what would he find?
If, as he suspected, the odd invid tracks passing from Whale's Mouth to Terra via von Einem's telpor mechanisms were covers, what reality lay beneath? He simply could not guess, not when 40 million people were involved. The dog food factory? Are, God forbid, those 40 million men, women, and children dead? Is it a boneyard with no one there, no one even to extract the gold from their teeth, because now we use stainless steel? He did not know, but someone knew. Perhaps entire Newhold Germany, which, having cornered the lion's share of power in the UN, hence ruled throughout the 9 planets of the Sol system, perhaps as a totality it, on a subrational, instinctive level, knew. As in the 1940s it had intuited the existence of the gas chambers beyond the cages of twittering birds and those high walls that kept out all sight and sound, and except for that oddly acrid smoke from chimneys all day long.
They know, Matson said aloud.
Horst Berthold knew, and so did Theodoric Ferry, the owner of THL, and so did doddering but still crafty old Dr. von Einem, and the 135 million inhabitants of Neues Einige Deutschland, to some degree. Not verbally. You couldn't put an expert psych rep of Lies Incorporated in a small room with a Munich cobbler, run a few routine drug injections, make the standard quasi-psionic transcriptions, EEGs of his parapsychological reactions, and learn, know, the literal exact truth. The whole matter was, damn it, still obscured. And this time it was not cages of twittering birds or shower baths, but something else. Something, however, equally effective. Trails of Hoffman published 3D, multicolor, brilliantly artistic, exciting brochures displaying the ecstatic life beyond the Telpor Nexus. The TV ran ceaseless, drive-you-mad ads all day and night of the underpopulated veldt landscape of Whale's Mouth, the balmy climate via olfactory track, the warm, the answer is yes, 2 moon-filled nights. It was a land of romance, freedom, experimentation. Kibbutzum without the desert. Cooperative living where oranges grew naturally, and as large as grapefruits, which themselves resembled melons or the breasts of the women there. But, Matson decided carefully,
I'm sending a veteran field rep across, via normal telpor, posing as an unmarried businessman who hopes to open a watch repair retail shop at Whale's Mouth. He'll have grafted subderm a high-grain transmitter.
I know, Freya said patiently. This was evening, and she obviously wished for a relaxation of the grim reality of their mutual business. It will regularly release a signal at ultra-high frequency on a non-used band, which will ultimately be picked up here, but that will take weeks.
Okay.
He had it now,
the Lies Incorporated field rep would send back a letter via Telpor in the customary manner encoded. It was that simple. If the letter arrived, fine. If not,
you'll wait, Freya said, and wait. And no encoded letter will come. And then you'll really begin to think that our client, Mr. Ben Applebaum, has tripped over something ominous and huge in the long darkness which is our collective life. And then what will you do? Go across yourself?
Then I'm sending you, Matson said, as the field rep there.
No, she said instantly.
So, whale's mouth frightens you, despite all the glossy, expensive literature available free?
I know Rockmail is right. I knew it when he walked in the door. I knew it from your memo. I'm not going, that's that.
She faced her employer paramour calmly. Then I'll draw at random from the field personnel pool.
He had not been serious. Why should he offer his mistress as a pawn in this? But he had proved what he wished to prove. Their joint fears were not merely intellectual.
At this point in their thinking, neither Freya nor he would risk the crossing via Telpor to Whale's Mouth, as thousands of guileless citizens of Terra, lugging their belongings and with innocent high hopes, did daily.
I hate, he thought, to turn anyone into the goat, but...
Pete Burnside, rep in Detroit, will tell him we wish to set up a Lies Incorporated branch at Whale's Mouth under a cover name, a hardware store or a TV fix-it shop. Get his folio, see what talents he has.
We'll make one of our own people, Matson thought, the victim.
And it hurt, made him sick. And yet it should have been done months ago. But it had taken bankrupt Rockmail Ben Applebaum to goose them into acting, he realized. A man pursued by those monster creditor balloons that bellow all your personal defects and secrets. A man willing to undergo a 36-year trip to prove that something is foul in the land of milk and protein on the far side of those Telpor gates through which, on receipt of 5 postcreds, any adult Terran can avail himself for the purpose of... God knew. God and the German hierarchy dominating the UN plus THL. He had no illusions about that. They did not need to analyze the crowd noise track of the time capsule ceremony at Whale's Mouth to know, as he had. And his job was investigations. He was, he realized, with spurting, burgeoning horror, possibly the only individual on Terra really in a position to push through and obtain an authentic glimpse of this. Short of 18 years of spaceflight, a time period which would allow infinite millions, even a billion if the extrapolations were correct, to pass by way of Telpor constructs on that, to him, terrifying one-way trip to the colony world. If you're wise, Matson said to himself grimly, you never take one-way trips anywhere, even to Boise, Idaho, even across the street. Be certain when you start that you can scramble back.